are going to tell you another great story, but of course, you know, before we do our stories on Wednesdays, we always do a patron shout out. What? I'm telling
you. It's Monday.
What? No.
April Fool's Day.
What? It's, I can't, no, it's, it is 100% Wednesday. Are you sure? But I started giving my patron shout out. I can't believe it. April Fool's. Yes, yes, it is. It is April Fool's Day. But I still give my shout out anyways, just to break with tradition. Because usually I do it on Wednesdays. But today, I want to do a very special shout out to Miss Eleanor and her mom, Megan. Ladies, we hope you enjoy the silliness that is coming your way today. We know that you both have sweet spirits and you might enjoy a good giggle. So, Philip has got his snack. He has made it into a happy snack.
But it was actually eggs and bacon.
It's bananas. Philip made his bananas smile at me. And I think we're ready to be silly. Are you ready to be silly? It is actually April Fool's, and today it's a Monday.
April Fool's Day!
Whoa, oh yes, he's reading this. Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. So today's book is called April Foolishness. It's by Teresa Bateman. It's illustrated by Nadine Bernard Westcott, and it is read by Mommy. And Oof. Wait, is that what your name is?
Yeah, my name is
Mommy and Oof. Here we go. Life on the farm keeps a gal on her toes. That's what Grandma thought as she flung on her clothes. She grinned, for the grandkids had come for a stay. And wouldn't you know it, they picked the right day.
Grandpa, oh, Grandpa, the cows have got loose. I think Big Brown Bessie just stepped on a goose.
And in the picture, we could see, oh, Grandma and Grandpa must live on a farm, right? Because they must have a barn full of cows. And it does look like the cow is stepping on the goose because the goose says, the cows are out. My cow voice. And the cows are jumping over the fences. Oh, dear.
Imagine, said Grandpa. Good gracious. Alas!
And then he poured himself some milk in a tall, frosty glass.
Grandpa! Oh, Grandpa, the chickens are out!
Says the granddaughter as she comes running into the room.
They're squawking and squabbling and racing about!
And, oi, in the picture, what do we see? They're doing just that. It's the craziest chickens I've ever seen.
Imagine! Said Grandpa. Amazing. Oh, my.
As he popped some eggs into the skillet to fry. Oh, he's making breakfast.
Grandpa. Oh, Grandpa. The pigs broke the gate.
Says the grandson, and he's come running inside again.
They're out in the tomatoes. Oh, hurry. Don't wait.
Oh, no. Pigs are eating all the tomatoes in their garden. They're making quite a mess. And there's not going to be any tomatoes later on for them to make spaghetti sauce. This is a tragedy.
Imagine,
said Grandpa.
I'm really quite shaken.
He reached in the fridge and got out the bacon. Wait a minute. Grandpa doesn't seem to be worried about this at all. Do you think it's because... Oh... It's because it's April Fool's Day, and so he thinks they're pulling his leg, playing a trick on him. You don't think so?
Grandpa! Oh, Grandpa, the goats are all freed! They're running around in a smelly stampede,
says the granddaughter. And just imagine, the goats are out. They've run through the laundry that was hanging out in the sun to dry. It is... A big old mess. What is going on here? What should we do?
I think in the end, we're going to go out and find out. Maybe we'll play it.
let's see.
Imagine, said Grandpa. It's really quite scary.
Then he sliced the goat cheese that he bought from the dairy.
Grandpa! Oh, Grandpa! The sheep are all gone,
says the grandson.
I heard that they're munching on somebody's lawn.
Oh, no. If they got out and got into the neighbor's yard. Ooh, the neighbors even have a sign that says, keep off the grass. And right there. And the sheep are chewing on it. They're making a huge mess. Oh, and they're eating their daffodils and their tulips. We got a problem.
Imagine, said Grandpa. I hope things get better.
He opened the closet and got out a sweater. But in the background, oh no, what's happening? The cat and the dog also got into the closet, and they have pulled out the sweaters and the socks, and they're chewing them up.
Grandpa! Oh, Grandpa, why don't you listen to me? The farm's going nuts! If you'd look, you would see!
Says the granddaughter, who's yanking on his sweater as hard as she can. But Grandpa just grinned as he took out the bread and popped in some toast for his breakfast instead. Oh, this whole time that the kids have been running in and telling him horrible things that are going on, Grandpa has only been just making himself breakfast. Like it's no big deal.
When Grandma appeared, what the hullabaloo? Who's causing this noise? The grandkids or you?
It's nothing, said Grandpa. Ignore them, I say. They're trying to trick me. It's April Fool's Day.
But, honey,
said Grandma,
you'll find, to your sorrow, it's not April Fool's Day today, but tomorrow.
So this whole time the kids that have been coming in and he thought they were playing tricks on him, they weren't? Is that what we're to believe?
Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa has jumped up and he has run. And then Grandpa turned red and he gave out a roar and he sped through the kitchen and dashed out the door, and Grandma just smiled as she pulled up a stool and she nibbled his toast and she called.
April Fool.
Grandma got him. Grandma got him good. And oh, everything is as it should be. The chickens are in their pen. The cows are in their barn. The pigs are in their pen. The sheep are in their pen. The goats are in their pen. And everything is fine, including the tomatoes. What a silly story. Oh, good grief. And that, my friends, is a very silly... very silly end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.